we're at the Administration Committee meeting of Wednesday, March 15th, 2017, 6 p.m. I have myself, Alderman Wolschewski, Alderman Teeling, and Trulis, staff, and we have a guest tonight.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, do you have any citizens' comments? Okay. Minutes for correction or approval of February 15th, 2017. Any comments, corrections, anything? Okay, we're good. We'll get take those as accepted. New business. Admin 2017-23 monthly budget report for February 2017.
Just a couple of quick highlights. So sales tax and non-home rule sales tax continue to do well. They're up about 6% year over year, which is great. So we should exceed the combined budget amounts by about $250,000, which again is great news. Income tax is declining though. It's about 1.6, which is where we were at about fiscal year 14. Income tax receipts are down just toward the corporate and personal level in the state, and therefore we're getting a smaller amount of remittance. More good news, though, water sales is tracking about $2.95 million, which is $160,000 over budget, so that's good news as well. And the general fund, as you saw in the budget document, we're expecting to have a surplus of around $200,000, which is significantly better than what we budgeted, negative $450,000. So,
what's that on?
The budget document.
Oh.
Yeah. For fiscal year 17 for the general fund. But that's all I have, unless there's any other
questions on that. Okay, let's move on. Admin 2017-24, the monthly treasurer report for February 2017.
Beginning fund balance of $17,243,885. Year-to-date revenues of $30,635,067. Year-to-date expenses of $34,265,260. For projected ending fund balance of $13,613,692.
Comments or questions?
Thank you.
Okay, let's go on to three. Admin 2017-25 cash statement for January of 2017.
It's informational as always. First page is our cash balances. Second page are our investment balances.
Comments or questions on that? Okay, let's go on to four. Admin 2017-26 bills for payment. Any comments, questions on the bill payment list?
No questions.
Okay, we're good. Five. Admin 2017-27, the monthly website report for February 2017. Comments or questions on that? I'm not asking Joel's questions. He's not here. He doesn't get asked. Okay, six. Admin 2017-28, EEI hourly rates for fiscal year 18. Okay, I'm going to go over there. We have their new contract. I do believe there's an increase. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any comments or questions on that?
Nope.
We're all happy. Can we put that on the consent agenda? Okay, let's go to seven. Admin 2017-29, the refuse rates. That's hard to say. I'm sorry. Okay, it's garbage.
All right.
Basically, this just codifies the rates that were approved with the advanced disposal contract that City Council approved on the 24th of January of this year. As you'll notice, that rates actually go down by 14% in fiscal year 18, which is great. And then for fiscal years 19 through 22, they'll increase about 2.5% per annum.
Comments or questions on that? All right, let's do consent agenda on that. 8. Admin 2017-30, reciprocal agreement on exchange of information between the city and the Illinois Department of Revenue.
Well, apparently the state likes to modify this from time to time to keep us busy. This is our third amendment to the reciprocal agreement. It's almost identical to the previous reciprocal agreements. The only difference is now there's an attachment B, which everybody who has access to sales tax information, so it would be me, staff, Aaron, Bart, and then the rest of the administrative staff would have to sign. It pretty much just acknowledges that, you know, the sales tax information is to be kept confidential, which, of course, we do. If you don't, I believe it's a Class B misdemeanor with a $7,500 maximum fine. But apparently the state wants every individual who has access to that information to attest to that fact. So
it's confidential? Like each store's sales tax?
Yes.
Oh, so I didn't even know we got that information.
That's how confidential it is.
Oh, yeah.
you can disclose it in aggregate or in groupings.
Right.
But yeah, you can. Yeah.
Point out.
Exactly. Exactly.
These people are paying this much.
Precisely. So basically, the state it's always been that way, but now the state wants each individual has access to information just to acknowledge that by signing this agreement. So really, that's the primary difference between this one and the prior reciprocal agreements that we've approved.
Comments or questions on that? Consent agenda? Okay, admin 2017-31, fiscal year 18 insurance renewals.
And we have, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Nina.
Nina from Messero. Our broker, Jim Neshi, and Patty, who his associates, are both out of town. So Nina's with us tonight to answer any of your questions. It's all good news that is within the packet showing FY18 rates. The city budgeted 8% increase for FY18, which is the fiscal year coming up. Blue Cross Blue Shield came in at above 13.3% for health insurance, but Messero was able to negotiate down to a significant lesser increase of 4.6% to our current program. Also, the dental plan, we planned for an 8% increase, and the quote came back at 15%, but Alliant was able to negotiate that down to a 9% with our current provider. However, Sun Life was one that put a quote together for plan, and it came in at 4.4% less than our current provider that we have. So with that, we wanted to make sure that a new provider would cover all of the dentists that our employees currently use. And it's actually better than what we have right now because it opens the door for 3 more dentists that's used by current employees that's not under the current plan that will be under Sun Life. So not only are we getting a 4.4% less than what we're currently paying, but also more in-network dentists will be able to be used by our employees that they're currently using. For the vision plan, we're in a 3-year contract with iMed, set to expire in 2019. We also went out for quotes on that. And if we stick with iMed, or excuse me, if the city chooses Dearborn National, which is a subsidiary of the Healthcare Service Group who is owned by BCBS, we get a 0.5% reduction in our health insurance rates by going with them. So even though there is an increase on our vision side, it will be offset by our health insurance reduction, which is it's a larger dollar amount that we're going to be saving. And then for life insurance, the amount of savings from the Mutual of Omaha quote wasn't enough for the city to justify that switch. It was a $45 cost savings, so we're going to go ahead and keep our life insurance provider. So staff is recommending the renewal of the existing HMO and PPO plan with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Sun Life Dental Plan, which is a new provider, Dearborn National Vision Plan, which is also a new provider, and Dearborn National for life insurance.
Some questions on this?
Yeah, the dental is the one that's going down.
The dental is
so how
switch, yeah.
The insurance company, are they old insurance? Have they been around for a long time, or what's the? I mean, how do they get that big of a discount or savings?
That's how the quotes came in.
I don't know
if you're going to be able to speak.
Yeah, I can. So when we do a marketing process, so you have Guardian right now, just like we market the medical, we market the dental. It could be a number of reasons why they're competitive. Either number one, their underwriting is a little bit different than Guardian. They could just have, technically they do have new business discounts, so their rates could be a little bit less because of new business. But that's not to say they're going to
go up next year.
Go up in a significant way next year. I mean, they could go up, but being that it is a pretty decent amount of savings from the 9%, dental usually renewals are pretty minimal. They're usually between 6 and 7.
Yeah, I guess that's just kind of surprising.
They're just, dental care is just, you know, they just could be more competitive. They want business.
Do they have,
it's not
like,
that they're buying the business.
I mean, I don't know how you rate these insurance companies. How is there a rating system?
There is. Like, they are underwritten, but for your group size, they're not driven by your claims experience because you're too small.
Right.
So, really, it's a number of factors. It could be your industry that maybe they are better at. So, for example, like public entities and school districts,
oh, okay.
Sun Life might be stronger than your current carrier Guardian is.
Okay.
So they take your industry, they also take your location, and then they just look at your current rates, and they overall came out better. There were other carriers as well, but Sun Life was the most competitive.
Okay. Okay.
So we're good with this?
Yeah.
So can this go on the consent agenda also? Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's go on to admin 2017-32, building conditions survey, RFQ results.
So you see in the packet the city's RFQ results, and this has been a fairly lengthy process. We originally went out for proposals. Since most of the firms were engineering and architecture firms that came back to us by state statute, we have to go out for qualifications. So we never opened the proposals that we got. We had them continue to be sealed and sent them directly back. So that was a little hiccup in the process. So with a qualifications process, you don't get a cost right away, so we negotiate that after we select the company that we'd like to start negotiations with. So as you can see, we went out for qualifications on November 2nd. We received 18 qualifications, which was a great number, but it did take a lot of time to review and go through them. So after staff reviewed, we ranked the qualifications, and five firms were brought in for interviews. Those were EMG, Kluber, Dewberry, Kimley Horn, and FGM. After their presentations, we evaluated the firms once again based on the information that they brought up in the presentations and their qualifications, and their three firms were selected were EMG, FGM, and Dewberry. We went over the merits individually with a group of staff, and then we ranked the top three. EMG ranked the highest among the three remaining firms that submitted for qualifications, so we went ahead and started negotiating scope of services and costs with them. EMG has over 30 years of experience with the building condition surveys or facility condition assessments, as they're referred to in the qualifications. They have local experience with the local team, even though they are headquartered in Maryland. So the proposer that came out to give us the presentation was headquartered in Maryland, but he had his local person with us, so we were able to meet with them as well. They recently finished a similar assessment in the Village of Arlington Heights and the Village of Winnetka, and also at Joliet Junior College, which Seaver was familiar with as well. They will conduct a walkthrough survey of the facilities, and they will observe systems and components and identify physical deficiencies and recommend remedies to those physical deficiencies. The important thing that we took out of this is that they're going to be observing. They're not going to be giving us a fix, but they are going to tell us useful lives and the possible outcomes of what doesn't happen. And they will give us that information that we can then put into a database, which is also talked about here in Asset Calc. So that was important for staff to make sure that we would be able to get the information and use it moving forward to make better decisions on how to make different improvements to the facilities that the city owns. So we negotiated a scope of work and costs for the building condition survey, and we recommend moving forward with EMG for all city building structures and parking facilities for a total of $102,890. We did budget $125,000 for this. There may be a couple additional costs to renew a contract to keep the database that they have given us with a third-party provider, so we do have that little cushion if we run into that throughout the project.
Comments or questions on this? I do like they put our very worst building. Thank you very much.
I love that building.
I love that building, but it is our very worst building. You have to admit, it needs some help.
Oh, it does.
Lots of help. So I'm okay. Everybody's okay?
I would like to see them come in and do a presentation to this group. And I don't even know what. Did they make any sort of a presentation to Public Works?
Not to Public Works, to staff that did the interview process.
Would it be better just to, could they make before, can we put this on like the regular agenda and have them come in to
answer any questions
so the whole council can hear it?
Because, if they do a presentation here, they're gonna want to have it in city council anyway.
Right. Can we speed it up?
Yeah.
Because there's three of us and
skip the middleman here.
Because I'd like to, I'd probably like to interface with them just a little bit. I just got JJC's files sent over to me today, so I'm
okay.
Take a look at what they got, and I'm going out there next week to interview the director and people that are working with the system. So, okay.
I mean, I have no problem with that if we want to put it on for a presentation, and then we can have it on.
But overall, I think it looks good.
Mm-hmm. I have them do about a 5-minute presentation.
Check okay. With the mayor.
Sure.
Not as long as that other one we had.
Sure. So we'll go ahead and put it on the regular agenda, have them do the presentation, and then answer any questions
sure.
That anybody may have.
Okay. We're okay with that. Let's move that one on. And now we have admin 2017-33, the information technology services RFP.
Yeah, this is very exciting. We're looking at approval of a contract authorizing the city's IT vendor as InterDev, an approval of an IGA with Oswego for sharing of IT services, and approval of an intergovernmental agreement with several northern suburbs for membership in the IT government consortium. So the city looked at joining the consortium back in the summer of 2016. And in fact, we had InterDev do the assessment of our city's current IT infrastructure. The framework was completed, and the consortium has discussed our membership and has approved both Oswego and Yorkville. Oswego did approve it at their, I think it was 2 weeks ago at their city council, so they are just a little bit ahead of us in this process. The proposed contract with the consortium vendor, InterDev, is for 8 hours per week and roughly $32,000 per year. We are able to achieve a lower hourly rate through the joint bid for IT services with Oswego, which is important to note. Oswego will utilize 32 hours of IT support, and Yorkville will utilize 8 hours. This could fluctuate based on different projects that we're working on or any needs that either municipality may have. The Gov IT Consortium is for the strategic management of IT services with multiple other communities as InterDev, which makes it a little bit confusing in this process as the vendor. So not only are we having InterDev as our IT provider, we're also working with InterDev through the government IT consortium. So the application fee to join the consortium is $3,000 plus a $1,000 reserve. This would increase the knowledge of IT structures and other things that we may want to move forward with in the future with different projects, different archiving systems, different platforms. If we go to Office 365, this will open up the knowledge base that the city has, and we'll be able to use different methodologies that other municipalities have used in the past or are currently working on. After reviewing the contract, we had two follow-up questions for InterDev, and we're still working through that with them to get some questions, and they're very simple. VoIP is listed in the contract, and that's the voice over internet. We don't have that currently, but it's something that we would certainly be looking into. And then the compensation table, we expect to change with Yorkville prices rather than listing Oswego's. But we do recommend to approve the contract for IT services with InterDev, the IGA for IT service sharing with Oswego, and the IGA with the Gov IT Consortium all at once.
Comments or questions on this?
Sounds
good. Okay, let's put that on. Consent agenda on that too? Yeah, maybe have any objections? Okay. Any old business? Any additional business? Well, then at 6:19, let's adjourn our meeting. Thanks, everybody. With my daughter.